Good morning and Merry Christmas. I'm Cindy Talley, and on the phone with me today is Luke Clayton. Merry Christmas, Luke.
Well, Merry Christmas, Cindy, and Merry Christmas to everybody. You know, Cindy, what do you think today we spend a little time and talk about planning a hog hunt? It's an unbelievable amount of people that come from the Midwest down to Texas because we have an estimated 3 million hogs in the state. I think there's a misconception with a lot of people. I have people call me occasionally and say, we'd like to shoot a few hogs. Do you know a good place? Well, you know, hogs are about the fourth smartest animals on the intelligence scale. That they're right below dolphins, I've been told by people that know this kind of stuff, animal behavioralists. So they're real smart. So, you know, you don't just, as a rule, once they're hunted a little bit, they get the program. They're kind of tough to hunt. Now, on a great big ranch, say you're coming to Texas and you're going to book a hunt on a 10,000-acre ranch, free range. That's one way to look at it. Now, even on a free range ranch where the hogs are free to travel wherever they want to, they become nocturnal with the least bit of hunting pressure. I think it's a true statement to say even on an unpressured free range ranch, 90% of the hogs are going to be killed in the last 15 or 20 minutes of daylight, late in the afternoon, or at night under light. So that's one way, that's one option that folks come into Texas have, hunting a big ranch where they can hunt free range hogs. And the internet is full of places. You know, you can Google hog hunting in Texas and you'll get 50 pages of ranches that offer it. Another way to hunt hogs that I really am a big proponent of is high fence places. Now, this, don't let the term high fence throw you off as far as challenging hunt. These hogs, a lot of times people will fence in several hundred acres in dense cover, which is a lot of ground. They will put a one-way gates on the perimeter fence and bait on the inside. Well, these are wild hogs. They'll come on in, but when you go to hunt them, hogs have a tendency to travel a lot in search of food. In other words, they may be on one spot one day and 3 miles down the creek the next. So the only thing that the fence ensures that the hogs are not going to be 3 miles down the creek when you get ready to hunt them. So there's a lot of places in Texas that offer high-fence hog hunts, and very, very challenging. And many of these places offer lodging. You know, some are, the ones that I like are pretty, the more basic hunts. And you can hunt hogs down here for $150 a day with lodging at many places that I know of. I have a buddy, Mark Billette, with B&C Outfitters down in East Texas, but he hosts bunches of hunters from the Midwest, and I think he charges something like $150 a day with lodging in a real nice little lodge down there. So, Cindy, the internet is a good place to start shopping for a hog hunt in Texas for sure.
That's a great idea. You know, we have a couple days before Christmas, so if you would like to give that special someone a gift, that's a good place to start, and it's pretty fair priced. We'll have more information about Mark Billette's Exotic Ranch on the website. You can always go there. Luke, Merry Christmas. I will talk to you next week.
Merry Christmas to you, Cindy, and all of our listeners.
Support for High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, American Hunting Lease Association, AHuntingLease.org, Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, TexasMotorCars.com, Sniper Hog Lights, that's Sniper, H-A-W-G, Lights.com, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again.